ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very important question. And that question is related to one of the vices which has been reproached within Islam. Of course, I am speaking of the vice of negligence or ghaflat. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, negligence is a deviation from the straight path. Of course, negligence is contrasted with the term zikr or remembrance of God. Sometimes it's contrasted with yaqza or awareness or awakening. And of course, it's one of the moral vices. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, pitiable indeed is every negligent person, that his whole life can be used as evidence against him and that his days lead him to wretchedness. Today on The Key, the question we want to pose today with respect to this topic is, what are the effects of negligence? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he who prolongs his negligence hastens his own destruction. Man talat ghaflatahu ta'ajjalat halakatuhu. And he also once said, the one who is overcome by negligence, his heart is dead. Right, so according to these two hadiths, the effect of negligence on one hand is that it leads to the destruction of a person. It leads to the hastening of the destruction of a person. And the other is that it leads to the death of the heart, the spiritual death of the heart. And in the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, continued negligence blinds insight. And, you know, we're not able to properly see what's going on. In a beautiful hadith narrated again from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said, beware of negligence and delusion about the respite that you have been given. For indeed, negligence ruins these deeds. This kind of alludes to something that a topic that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places, and that is that sometimes when we commit bad deeds, God gives us respite. The reason for this could be that God wants us to continue doing sin so that he increased the punishment for us. God forbid that we should be of such a group. And sometimes a negligent person comes to believe that, well, I'm doing this bad deed, nothing's happening to me, it must not really be that bad at all, and God must not dislike it so much. Otherwise, why wouldn't he punish me for it? Right, so this is kind of negligence. The Imam cautions us to be aware of it. Because this kind of negligence, it leads to corruption of our actions and our eventual destruction in this world as well as in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the effects of negligence or ghaflat are in light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to EnglishRadio at irib.ir.